ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः On this auspicious day of Radhashtami, to be present in front of Radha Gopinath, Lalita Vishakha, and with thousands of devotees, and especially to be under the blessed presence of His Grace Jananivas Prabhu, I consider it a very great blessing. But at the same time, it is a very difficult subject matter to glorify Srimati Radharani, which even very exalted personalities don't dare to do. And I have the audacity to accept this proposal of giving a lecture on Radhashtami Day. On one hand, when I was invited to speak today, I felt utterly unqualified and I wanted to deny. On the other hand, I also wanted to make a feeble attempt to glorify Srimati Radharani for my purification based on whatever I have heard in the Guru Parampara. Even before we talk about Srimati Radharani, like one lecture of Srila Prabhupada I heard, it was a Radhashtami Day lecture, but Prabhupada glorified Krishna so much in that lecture and Krishna's greatness also. And after speaking so much, I was a little doubtful, is it a Janmashtami lecture or a Radhashtami lecture? By mistake, I thought I picked up a wrong one. Then I was about to switch off the lecture and turn over to another one. And then Prabhupada said, such a great Krishna, even he surrenders to Srimati Radharani. And that is Radharani, Prabhupada said. And that was the end of the lecture. So, I am also planning to do something little similar, but not totally similar. So, in the Nectar of Devotion, you will find Rupa Goswami Pada telling us the speciality of Krishna as the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see, those who worship Vishnu are called Vaishnavas. Those who worship Krishna are called Karshnas. Those who worship Srimati Radharani are called Gaudiyas. And those who are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, it is very important for them to know the position of Srimati Radharani. At the same time, know Krishna to be the original person, original personality of Godhead. Sometimes in India, people always have these doubts lingering in their mind about Krishna and Vishnu. So, I wanted to show you a few slides. I can show. This is based on the Nectar of Devotion, commentary of Jiva Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, where they explain about what are the qualities which are similar in Krishna and Narayana, and what are the qualities that make Krishna the original, supreme. So much so that even Narayana cannot surpass him. And why should we know this? After establishing Krishna's position, then we will come to understand Srimati Radharani's position also. So I have put this picture here because although nothing is written here, this represents Bhagavad Gita. First we have to understand the basics of Bhagavad Gita. Today morning, His Grace Jananivas Prabhu made one very amazing observation which we were all thrilled to hear from him. He said, the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the last shloka of Bhagavad Gita, and the last purport and the last line he said. If any of you have the Gita base with you in your mobile, you can check what is the last line. So immediately we referred it. After talking the whole Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada speaks about Srimati Radharani in the last line as the internal potency. He says that one should, there is Antaranga Shakti, there is Bahiranga Shakti, and one should take shelter of Antaranga Shakti. That is the last line of Bhagavad Gita commentary Prabhupada finishes with. So, where the Bhagavad Gita ends, the Bhagavatam begins. Bhagavad Gita ends with Sarvadharman Parityaja. And Bhagavatam begins with Dharma Projita. Sarvadharman Parityaja and Dharma Projita are same only. And then Bhagavatam ends with Nama Sankirtanam Jasa Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanaha Tamnamami Harim Param. So, Bhagavatam ends with the holy name, chanting of the holy name as the ultimate method one should do. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about those for whom chanting of the holy name is their pran, is their very life itself, the Vaishnavas. So that is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhupada said, Srimad Bhagavatam is postgraduate study and Chaitanya Charitamrita is even beyond that. So we have to, the most basic fundamental knowledge in Bhagavad Gita is the relationship between Lord and his devotee, Krishna and Arjuna. Similarly, every jiva, the most important message that he has to gain by studying all the shastra is sambandha jnana. Sambandha means, what is my sambandha with maya? What is my sambandha with Krishna? What is maya's sambandha with Krishna? These three things. What is our sambandha with maya? Krishna bolya sahi jiv anadi bahirmukha Ata yeva maya deya samsara dukha. Because we have turned away from Krishna, maya is giving us varieties of sufferings. I was in GV, Vada Farm. Pankajangari Prabhu was there a few weeks ago. So graphically he explained this example. It is still fresh in our minds. He said, Maya Devi has a trishul and she is, she is pushing you from behind. And then when Maya Devi is pushing with the trishul, you should run away in the opposite side, towards Radha Gopinath. He said. And then he said, those who are intelligent, when they see the little bit piercing of Maya's trident, when they see the trident only, they run in that direction, towards Radha Gopinath. But some people, instead of running towards Radha and Krishna, what they do? They turn around and want to wage a war against Maya. So the more they they try to fight with Maya, the Maya pierces the trident more inside. It goes deeper and deeper inside. He said, the more you go towards Maya, trident goes deep inside. The more you go away from Maya towards Krishna, you feel like an air-conditioned room like this, air-conditioned hall. How many of you experience when you follow the four regs and chant the holy name, you feel like you are in an AC room? Correct, no? Especially on a hot sunny day, isn't it? So we will see, the more we go towards Krishna, we become happier. Because Krish means one who attracts. Na means one who bestows bliss. And Maya means one who attracts and punches on your nose. That is Maya. Both are attractive. We have to choose whose shelter we want to take. So this is the message of Bhagavad Gita. Just like Arjuna took shelter of Krishna and became happy at the end of Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, in the beginning of Gita, Arjuna was standing just 2 feet in front of Krishna, still crying, because he was disconnected from Krishna. The moment he connected from Krishna, he became blissful. So we also have to simply connect with Krishna. And that is the message, the first slide here. Because Arjuna has handed over the ropes of his horses to Krishna, Karishye Vachanam Tava. Krishna, you ride my chariot. Wherever you take me, I am ready to come with you and fight the battle. Please go to the next one. So Rupa Goswami uses specific words to explain about Krishna and Vishnu. Divya Sargadi Kartritvam means what? Lord Krishna creates all the spiritual worlds while Mahavishnu creates only the material worlds. This is one difference between Krishna and Vishnu. Another difference, he says, Divya word means Krishna, even though he expands into Vishnu forms, he maintains his divyata, divinity, even a super soul in the heart of the jivas. or even as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. He never becomes tainted by matter, conditioned by matter. So that is why he calls us Divya. He says, Divya Sargadi Kartritva. Next one. Brahma Rudradi Mohanam. He says Krishna bewilders Brahma and Rudra. In Brahma Mohan Leela, you all know, Brahma, in the beginning of Brahma Mohan Leela and the end, Brahma saw one particular sight, which he greatly adored. Naumidyate bravapushe tadidam baraya gunjavatam saparipichalasan mukhaya vanyastraje karalavetra vishadavenu lakshmashriye mridupade pashupangajaya. The meaning of this prayer is, he's telling, oh my dear Lord, you are carrying some dadhyonam, dahi bath in your hand, and in between your fingers you have kept some fruits and pickles. And you have the buffalo horns on one side and flute tucked to the other side. And your feet are very soft and tender, lotus feet, mridupade. And you are coming as a Pashupankajaya, which means son of a covered man, Nanda. And you are so innocently searching for your covered boys and calves and others in the forest. So he said, this darshan which I had now, there is nothing greater than this, Brahma says. Because Brahma saw from this particular form, Krishna expanded into covered boys and calves. Krishna later on expanded them into Vishnumurti forms. Later on Krishna expanded from those Vishnumurtis all the universes from their forms. And Vaikunthas also he displayed. And then after all this display, again he was standing with the left hand, carrying the hibat and everything. So in this way, Brahma was put into bewilderment. See, Brahma tried to use his own maya to bewilder Krishna, but he himself got defeated. Because Brahma got bewildered when he saw he saw one batch of calves and covered boys in the cave and another batch here. He thought, you know, is that real, this imaginary? He got completely bewildered. Brahma is actually Atmabhu, son of the Supreme Lord, the first created living being, the original, the first created living being. Still he got bewildered. Similarly, Rudra also, Krishna made Lord Rudra yawn in the battlefield when Banasura took Rudra on his side. When Krishna made Rudra yawn, and that's how Banasura lost. So Krishna can make Brahma Rudra. The word Adi is used. Why? Krishna can bewilder even Balaram also. For 1 year during that Brahma Mohan Leela, Balaram was not aware what's going on. Just 5-6 days before the next year came, Balaram suddenly observed the cows are running towards the bigger calves and the covered men are showing excess love towards their children. He was wondering, what is happening? Then he called Krishna and asked, hey, Bhaiya, what have you done? Krishna, tell me, what is the news? Because I cannot be bewildered by Rakshasi Maya or Mahamaya, because Mahamaya comes from Mahavishnu. He said, and Mahavishnu comes from Sankarshan, Sankarshan comes from Narayana, Narayana comes from me, Balaram said. So, I cannot be bewildered by this Mahamaya. It has to be your own Yogamaya potency. What have you done? Then Krishna explained the whole thing. Then Balaram understood. Why did Krishna put Balaram also into bewilderment? There is a reason. Because Krishna thought, if Balaram comes to know that I have done this, then he will be deeply feeling separation from Sridhama, Sudama, Madhumangal, all of them. Because right now I have only expanded. Balaram will feel great pinch missing them. So let 1 year, Krishna thought, I will put him also into Yogamaya. Then let him come to know. Then you may ask, what about Krishna? Is he not missing his friends? But Krishna had expanded himself into one more form with the covered boys who were kept away. Whereas Balaram was not in this pastime at all, so he couldn't expand. So in this way, Adi word is used, Brahma Rudra Adi Mohanam. Yes. Then, Bhakta Prarabdha Vidvamsam, he says. So Krishna promises his bhaktas that they will be protected. You know, when Sandipani Muni was approached by Krishna Balaram in Avanti, and they asked, Guruji, what dakshina can we give you? And Sandipani Muni thought, what dakshina can I ask? These two are supreme personality of Godheads, what can I ask them? Then he thought, let me consult with my wife for a better decision. You know? Then he asked his wife, and wife told him, let us ask for our dead son. because you don't ask for anything small. You should ask for something which no one else can do. Then she said, and then Sandipani Muni told Krishna, it will be nice if you can bring my son. So, you know, it's a long pastime, but the end of the pastime is he directly goes to Samyamani and he blows the conch shell and Yamaraj comes and hands over the son back. You will see that. And Krishna brings. And then when he went to Yamaloka, you know what Krishna told Yamaraj? Yamaraj said, sir, he has some sinful reactions in his account. So how am I to account for? Krishna said, it is my edict that his sinful reactions are cleaned up at once. My edict means what? Job is done now. Release him now. Because he is the boss. He can release immediately. And then immediately Yamaraj offered obeisances and returned back and Krishna brought him. In this way he says, Bhakta Prarabdha Vidvamsam. So these three are called as Avichintya Shakti. Achintya Shakti is of Krishna. Now, there are many qualities similar to Krishna and Vishnu, but there are specific differences. For example, when someone is killed by Vishnu, they are sometimes sent to the heavenly planets. Or they are sometimes at the most liberated, very rarely. In fact, in the verse which says, you know, Tanaham Dvishatak Kruran Samsareshu Naradhaman Kshipami Ajasram Ashuban Asurishi Eva Yonishu Asurim Yoni Mapanna Mudha Janmani Janmani Mam Aprapyaiva Kaunte Tato Yanti Adamam Gatim. These two verses in Gita are very frightening verses in which Krishna says that those who are demoniac, you know, I cast them into hell, sometimes into lower and lower forms, like animal forms. Like sometimes they become a tiger, they become a cat, they become a rat, they become a butterfly, they become amoeba. They will go to slower and they become asuras. Lower and lower bodies like that. Like that he says, but Krishna doesn't do this. Who does it? You will see, when somebody is killed by Vishnus, they may be sent to hell, Vishnu forms. Or they may be at the most sent to heavens. But when Krishna kills someone, they are not only liberated, they are given the swarupa also. Like Agasura got his swarupa. Putana got her swarupa in the spiritual world as a nurse also. And all the warriors in the Kurukshetra battlefield, as mentioned in that verse, Tataiva chanye naraloka veera ya ahave krishna mukara vindam netre pibanto nayana abhiramam parthastraputa padamapurasya. Padamapurasya means they all went back to spiritual world. All the warriors in Kurukshetra battle. So, who is there in this world who can kill someone and benefit them? Think about it. If Krishna's killing can give one swarupa, I don't know what can you say about Krishna's embrace. Isn't it? So, there is nothing inauspicious about Krishna. Everything about him is auspicious, including his killing also. So, his name is Hata Ari Gati Dayaka. Hata means kill, Ari means enemy. When he kills the enemy, Gati Dayaka, he gives them a very elevated position. Like Putana and others got like that. So, these qualities are very rare in Krishna, which you don't find even in Vishnu's also. Like for example, Vishnu attracts Atma Ramas like Chatushkumaras, correct? Antargata Swabhivarena Chakarate Sham Sankshova Makshara Jusham Abhichitta Tanu Bhagavatam. This verse says, when the Kumaras were about to enter Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu came with Lakshmi and the Tulasi in Vishnu's lotus feet, you know, carried that fragrance into the nostrils of the Kumaras. And next moment the Kumaras, their bodies started shivering and the hair stood on end, tears sprung from their eyes and their fixity on Omkar became agitated. In this way they no more remained as impersonalists. Now they became Vishnu Bhaktas now. In this way Vishnu is one who attracts Atma Ramas also. But Krishna not only attracts Atma Ramas, he attracts Vishnu also. Like for example, you know, in the pastime of how once Mahavishnu stole the four Brahmana children from Dwaraka and took them. Arjuna could not find them out anywhere. He was about to enter the fire as per his promise. And then Krishna told him, I will get it for you. Then Krishna took Arjuna with him. And then he went beyond the shell of the universe, beyond Brahma Jyoti. And he went to the Mahavishnu Loka, where Mahavishnu was smiling and said, I knew that you will definitely come here to take this children. There is a verse where he says, Dvijat majame yuvayor didrukshuna mayopanita buvidharma guptaye. He's telling, Dvija Atmaja, the children of the Brahmanas, I took them. Why? Yuvayor Didrukshana, to get your darshan Krishna. Like that is telling. That's why I took them. Because now you may ask, why did Vishnu have to kill them? Can't Vishnu come to Dwaraka and to take Krishna's darshan? But actually Vishnu says, why I took those children? I know that you are very dear to Brahmanas, and then when the Brahmana would be crying and reporting to you, you will certainly come to me, Vishnu said. And then when you come, I can get your darshan. So Vishnu's darshan is rare for Atma Ramas, and Krishna's darshan is rare even for Mahavishnu also. So in this way, we can talk about many of the, like in the Bhagavatam, you will find Avataravali Bijam. The word Bija is used. The seed, Krishna is not only the seed, Krishna is the original seed of all the avatars. When Krishna expands from the spiritual world, you know, when Mahavishnu comes from Krishna, Krishna means through Balaram, when he comes, all the avatars are all sent with him, like a toolbox. He carries all the avatars with him. And along with that, in the navel of Mahavishnu, all the jivas are also sent. So the jivas are there, and the incarnations are also there. And when Mahavishnu expands into every universe as Garbhadakshayi and Kshuradakshayi, they subsequently transfer to the other Vishnus. Finally, which Vishnu is holding all the avatars? Kshuradakshayi Vishnu. And then Kshuradakshayi Vishnu is above the 14 lokas, up in the Shvetadvipa. From there, he releases one by one all the avatars, according to the time span, whenever they have to be released. So the origin of all these avatars is Krishna only. Because you know that Gita Govindam verse, Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadish Hare. Like that for everything you will find Keshava Drita. Because they originally come from Keshava only, originally. So in this way, we could say many more things about Krishna. But there is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, you can just note down and you can later on refer to it. 3.12.12. 3.12.12, where it says the Krishna's 200 form is attractive even to Vaikunthapati Vishnu. Even to him, Krishna's 200 form is very attractive. That verse says that. So, having established Krishna's supremacy over all the Vishnu forms, and Krishna being the Samam Bonam means sum total of all good. Imagine if you make a doll with full of pitti sakar, they say, no? Powdered sugar. Anywhere you pinch and put in your mouth, it will be sweet. Krishna's body is like that. Krishna is a rasa vigraha. Srimati Radharani is Mahabhas Swarupini. And Krishna is Rasika Shekara rasa vigraha. Krishna is an embodiment of rasa, and Radharani is an embodiment of prema. So when they both combine, then there is Leela, which is actually a great delight for all the jivas. So before we go to that, something very interesting I read recently, which deeply touched my heart, about the principle which Prabhupada teaches in Bhagavad Gita. You all know Prabhupada talks about taking shelter of Srimati Radharani, isn't it? To attain Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami in one place says, if I find near Govardhan Krishna standing alone, and even if he calls me, I will not go, he says. But if I find Krishna and Radharani standing together, even if they don't call me, I will run towards them. Like that he says. I was wondering, why? What is the difference? Because Krishna is a trickster. If he calls also, when you go near, he will disappear. Whereas if Radharani is there, you can be confident that you will get Krishna. With Radharani, you can get Krishna. So this principle is taught by Sripada Ramanujacharya in one of his writings called Gadyatrayam. See, this Gadya Trayam means three. It has three parts. The first part is Sharanagati Gadyam. Second part is called Sriranga Gadyam. And then there is Vaikuntha Gadyam. Three parts are there. I will tell you briefly about what they are saying. In the Sharanagati Gadyam, in the first part, Ramanuja says that I have no power to approach Lord Vishnu directly. I only have to approach through Lakshmi. Because Lakshmi is the mother. Vatsalyadi guna ujjvalam bhagavati mande jagan mataram. She has got the brilliant qualities like vatsalya towards the jivas and bhakti towards Vishnu. So she can elevate me and place me at Vishnu's lotus feet. So I won't approach Vishnu directly. So he is approaching Lakshmi and he is offering a prayer to Lakshmi, saying that, "Oh Lakshmi, you are always merciful to the Chetanas, Chetan Jivas. And I am a great sinner. I accumulated innumerable sins in so many lifetimes. Now I want an audience with Narayana. You know, can you please offer my prapatti to Narayana?" Like that he is praying. And then Lakshmi is promising him, "I will do the needful." And then Lakshmi offers a recommendation. Just like in IITs, we remember, you know, in IIT, even if a boy has not completed GRE TOEFL, but he got a reco from a teacher, then the universities immediately take him. Then I asked my professor, how they take, on what basis? They said, after going to America, you can do it also, GRE TOEFL, because the reco of professor is more important. Then, on the other hand, you got very high score in GRE TOEFL, but there is no reco from any professor, you cannot go. Or you can go without scholarship. You will have to wash cars and get some money and pay for the university. Isn't it? Whereas the reco of the professor is very important. Similarly, in the path of bhakti, reco of Radharani or Lakshmi is very important. Only by that reco we will be recognized. If you suddenly go in front of Krishna and say, "Hey Krishna, I am your servant, I have come here." Krishna will look at us and ask, "Hey, who are you? What were you doing so many million lifetimes running here and there? I don't know who you get last," he will say. But if you get a recommendation from Radharani and she gives a petition to Krishna, says that he is a wonderful devotee, Krishna doesn't care who you are, because reco has come, he will accept. So that is why Ramanuja is praying to her in the Sharanagati Gadhyam. And after she accepts, and then she returns and says that Lord Vishnu has accepted you. Then in the second Gadhyam, you will find there is a very beautiful glorification of Vishnu he does, in which he summarizes all the qualities of Vishnu mentioned in Vishnu Purana, Padma Purana and other Puranas. The qualities of the Supreme Lord. This is the prayer he is saying. Svabhavika anavadika atishaya jnana bala aishwarya virya shakti teja saushilya vatsalya mardava arjava sauharda साम्य कारुण्य माधुर्य गांभीर्य औदार्य चातुर्य स्थैर्य धैर्य शौर्य पराक्रम सत्यकाम सत्य संकल्प कृतित्व कृतज्ञत्यादि असंख्येय कल्याण गुण गौण गौण गुणौग महार्णव. एक्चुअली इट्स अ संस्कृत वर्ड बट आई विल जस्ट से वन सेंटेंस अबाउट सम ऑफ देम. सी स्वाभाविक मीन्स माय डियर सुप्रीम लॉर्ड विष्णु यू इननेटली हैव दिस uniquely limitless qualities. Like for example, your knowledge is oceanic and your bala, your strength to bear all the universes is enormous. Aishwarya means ability to control everything. Virya means which is never subjected to any decay or diminution. And shakti means the source of everything, the cause of everything. Tejaha means absence with desire for anything, he's saying. Which means self-effulgent. You don't desire anything else. Saushilya means he doesn't do any bheda bhav. He doesn't see somebody is rich, somebody is poor, somebody is fair, somebody is black, somebody is uncha jati, somebody is lower caste, upper caste. He doesn't see all that. So that is saushilya. And vatsalya means like a cow considers the calf to be very dear and licks the body of the calf and removes all the impurities. Similarly, Lord is also called vatsalya. He feels vatsalya for the jivas also. Mardava means one who never can agree to be separated from his devotees. Arjava means honesty. Sauharda means his heart is always filled with good wishes for all living entities. Samya, karunya means he doesn't see any flaws in any jiva, but if you do little good, he magnifies it. That is karunya. And madhurya, there is a very amazing meaning of madhurya. He says madhurya means oblivious to others' hatred, he is saying. See, if somebody hates you, how many of you become pained when somebody hates you? Correct? You all become pained, no? If somebody hates us, nobody become pained? You don't feel pain? Somebody. But madhurya means Lord's ecstasy is so much that even when demons shout at him or blaspheme him also, his madhurya is not affected. He is oblivious to others' hatred. That's madhurya, he says. And gambhirya, he gives countless blessings. Audarya means despite which he feels he has not given enough to everybody. Chaturya, he is very clever in delivering the jivas who are suffering in this world. Stairya, dhairya, he is very stable. Like that he goes on telling all the Kalyana Gunas. So in this way he glorifies the Lord who is a ocean of good qualities. Amongst all the Lord's qualities, the compassion and the beauty, these two are the most vital ones. If you want to remember the summary of all these qualities. Because our Sukadeva Goswami is attracted to two shlokas from Bhagavatam. Aho Bhakyam Stanakala Kutam, that is compassion verse. Another verse, Barha Bidam Natavaravapu, that is attraction verse. So Krishna's beautiful attraction and his compassion, these two are the most vital qualities. And proportionately what we have to do, we have to have lauliyam, greed in our heart to attain Krishna. At the same time we have to do parishram. Or yatantascha dridavrataha, endeavor. So not only greed is enough, you have to do some practical action also, called devotional service. So endeavor to attain the Lord and to greed to attain the Lord, these two if we have, then we become attractive. But the medium for us to attain the Lord is Srimati Radharani. So that is why he offers all this prayer. And he tells Lord Vishnu, my dear Lord, although I am offering you prayer, it is not from the bottom of my heart. It is very superficial. I am doing only lip service. But still I know you will accept me because mother has accepted me. Like that he says. So, in our devotion service also, we are not oftentimes sufficiently serious about going back to Godhead. Prabhupada writes in one purport, we are not at all serious to go back to Godhead. Prabhupada says in one place. But despite our lack of seriousness, it can be compensated by Srimati Radharani, who is the internal potency, Antaranga Shakti. Radharani is so kind when we take Diksha. At the time of taking Diksha from a Guru in Guru Parampara, just like iron rod put in fire becomes resplendent with reddish or yellowish shine when you put in the fire. Similarly, Radharani, through the Guru Parampara, makes our body resplendent with spiritualized senses. And then whatever services we offer, they become acceptable to Krishna because Radharani has spiritualized our body. Of course, tadekatmata will come, tadatmikata we call it. Tadatmikata will come to the degree we seriously take it in our heart and we render our devotional service. So the medium for offering service is Srimati Radharani. It is said the ascending service and descending mercy. So when we offer ascending service in Guru Parampara and Radharani's grace comes, descending mercy in the Guru Parampara. So, in this way, Ramanuja also teaches that we should take shelter of Srimati Radharani. Show the next one. Yeah, I will not speak on these four exclusive qualities which will take more time. I will not do on the go ahead. These are also four qualities which are not present in Vishnu. Leela Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, and Bhakta Madhuri, and Venu Madhuri. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one verse about Yashoda. This verse says, Ne mambirincho na bhavo na shrir apyanga samshitaha prasadam lebhire gopi yattat prapa vimuktidat. This verse says, Ne mambirincho, never at any point of time Brahma or Shiva or even Lakshmi, who decorates the heart of Lord Vishnu as Srivat's golden hair. None of these people received the mercy which Yashoda got, he says. Prasadam levire gopi, yatat prapa muktida. So in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, the personalities in Vrindavan like Yashoda, Nanda, Srimati Radharani, the gopis, and they are all glorified as those who achieved the topmost mercy. There is no comparison for them. So here you find these two pictures. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there are two devis explained. One devi is material devi, another devi is spiritual devi. Who is material devi? Personified material energy, Durga. Which is that verse? 7.14. What is that verse? Daivihyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. See, the word duratyaya, in English also they say durable, you know. Dure means very tenacious. Like we say Durga. Durga means Durgama, very difficult to cross over. If there is a fort where the kings used to live, they call it as a Durg. You have seen that? Why Durg? Because Dur means very difficult to cross over. Duratyaya. Mayadevi is very difficult to cross over, Krishna says. But then he says in the next verse, Mameva ye prapadyante. If you surrender to me, you can cross over this material world very easily. Now somebody may ask, Krishna, how to surrender to you? You don't get easily, nobody can capture you very easily. You know, Kalayavana tried catching you, he couldn't catch you. Jarasandha tried to fight with you, he couldn't finish you. So how can Krishna be caught? That he tells a secret in another verse. That is about spiritual Devi, he says. Please repeat that verse. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritimashritah vajantyananya manaso jnatva bhutadimavyayam. In that verse he says, Mahatma devotees surrender to Srimati Radharani. That is spiritual Devi. So spiritual Devi presides in Antaranga Shakti. And material Devi presides in Bahiranga Shakti. Bahiranga Shakti is like a smoke. Antaranga Shakti is like the real fire. So fire serves, smoke troubles. So we have to decide whether we want smoke or fire. Metal world is called as smoke because of the three gunas. Karanam guna sangosya, sad asad yoni janmasu. By guna sangha, sattva rajas tamas, we get animal bodies or sometimes devata bodies and all. Whereas in the antaranga shakti, it is a place of everlasting bliss. That's why Prabhupada differentiates between these two. Go to the next one. Yeah. Now, when we talk about Srimati Radharani and Krishna, one of the immediate things that a jiva thinks in the mind, as soon as one hears about Radha and Krishna, sometimes lovers come to temple and see Radha Gopinath, and they are shocked. We think we are lovers and here they are already lovers. So, or sometimes they come to God thinking that he is also having a lover, I have a lover also, so maybe he will bless me. Actually, most people don't know when they see the forms of Radha and Krishna, what is their platform, what is our platform. So, those who are in three gunas, in this world, addicted to the three gunas, which is actually very contaminating. You will see when a Shudra is to be married, they see Yoni Puritam, they call it. Which means they see the match of sex. That means in a husband and wife, they are most concerned about whether the other party can satisfy my sex demand. And when Vaishyas make a match, what they do? Marwadis and all, what they check? Money. Because money is honey. So they will, that is the most important thing for them. And Kshatriyas, what they will do? You have to control a bull or you have to fight with a tiger. I don't think nowadays they do all that. Nowadays all men are very skinny now. But generally in the Vedic times, if a Kshatriya has to give his daughter in marriage, you have to control a bull. Like Krishna controlled 7 bulls to get Satya in marriage. You know, like that. Kshatriyas. And Brahmanas, what they will do? They will see character. They will see good qualities. They will see piety. They will check whether the girl knows to cook properly, whether she can sing some Carnatic music, whether she can, you know, whether she can do Bharatanatyam or something, whether she is saintly and with good qualities, so that progeny will be very good also. They will see all these things, because Brahmana is a sattva guna. You know. Now, when you see Radha and Krishna, when they have, you have to see their match, they are in Vishuddha sattva platform. They are beyond all this. They are beyond tamaguna, rajaguna, sattvaguna. They are in Vishuddha sattva. Vishuddha sattva is like 24 karat gold. See, in 24 karat gold, you cannot make any ornaments. Do you know that? If you have to make ornaments, you have to make some alloy. Then only you can make. 24 karat gold is so soft, no ornaments will come in there. So when we come to this material world, the gunas come, and that is how the material world is activated materially. So Radha and Krishna are like the 24 karat gold, pure. The relationship is one of love. That is why even in this world, people know, sometimes they put a picture of a heart and arrow. You have seen that? People know, love means, you know, somebody has pierced his heart. Like, you know, yeah, a person sees some, yeah, sees a sight of opposite sex and then he is gone now. He's clean bolt now. Then they put this. So even in this world, people know, love means to do with heart, not with sex. Sex is a biological function for reproduction of children. Whereas love is a feeling of the heart. So even mundaners understand that love and sex are two different things, but often in youngsters confuse love to sex. They often mix these two things. They have no connection. So what exists on the spiritual platform is pure love, unadulterated love. In fact, Rupa Goswami Pad says the difference between Kubja, her love for Krishna was Kama Praya. Kama Praya means it was not pure. She had some devotion to Krishna mixed with some lusty feelings also. That is Kubja. Whereas Gopi's love for Krishna was completely pure. In fact, in the 29th chapter, one question was asked by Parikshit. Very amazing question. I was thrilled when I read that question first time. Please repeat after me. Krishnam vidhu param kantam natu brahmataya mune gunaprabaho paramaha tasam gunadhiyam katham. He said, my dear Sukadeva Goswamiji, please tell me. He says that all these gopis loved Krishna as a lover. They saw Krishna's beautiful form and they loved him as a lover. I really doubt whether they saw him as Supreme Brahman. Do they know he is God? If they don't know he is God, they simply are attached to his beautiful looks. He is very handsome. Then it appears to me that they are also carried away by the three gunas, especially Rajaguna. Rajaguna and Tamaguna. It appears to me like that. This is not a question of Parikshit. But Parikshit saw, as soon as Sukadeva Goswami started talking about the gopis, and Krishna, Rasa dance and all, some of the audience were getting disturbed. Because there were some jnanis, there were some yogis, there were some karmis, and different type of people were there. And they were getting little disturbed. See, a karmi wants proprietorship. And a yogi wants controllership. And a jnani wants enjoyership. So as long as we have these three propensities, proprietorship, controllership and enjoyership, we cannot understand Krishna. You will find Indra wanted to be the supreme controller. That is why Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and defeated him. Isn't it? Similarly, Brahma also wanted to prove his control over all the covered boys and calves, and Krishna defeated him. Similarly, you will find our Saubarimuni went underwater and tried to meditate to become the great enjoyer, but then he came out and married Mantada's 50 daughters. You find like that. So, these three qualities are very prominent in this world. So there were somebody in the audience who were not pure. They were contaminated. So when Parikshit saw that the sages are getting bewildered by these gopis, pastimes and all, for their sake, he asked this question. So in response to that, see Madhvacharya Goswami Skanda Purana, this is 10:29-13, he says, Krishna kamastada gopyas tyaktva deham divam gataha samyak krishnam parabrahma jnatva kalat param jayuhu. At that time, the gopis who desired Krishna gave up their bodies and went to the spiritual world because they properly understood Krishna to be the supreme absolute truth. Therefore, they transcended the influence of time. He says, Purvam chanyana samyuktas tatrapi prayashastata atastasam param brahma gatir asinna kamataha. In their previous lives, most of the gopis were already fully endowed with transcendental knowledge. It is because of this knowledge, not their lust, that they were able to attain the Supreme Brahman. You understand, no? That means the gopis were fully knowledgeable about Krishna's supremacy. Because of that knowledge, they went back to Godhead. Like that he's telling. Not because of their only attraction, he's saying. So who are these gopis? That is also very important to know. See, the gopis were of two categories, Nitya Siddha gopis, who have come from the spiritual world. They are all associates of Krishna in the spiritual world. Like if you see in Mayapur Dham, we have Ashta Sakis standing on either side of, four on this side, four on that side, you know. Like you have Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Tungavidya, Induleka, Sudevi, all those gopis who are standing on either side. They are all expansions of Srimati Radharani. They are called as Kaya Vyuha. Which means Radha's desire to serve Krishna by in various ways, you know, like you'll find one gopi is playing mridangam, one gopi is playing kartal, one gopi is keeping a garland, one gopi is giving a tambul. So these are various ways the gopis are serving. So these are all direct expansions of Srimati Radharani. So they are called Paramapreshta Sakhis. Paramapreshta means they are extremely dear to Radha and Krishna. And then there are Prana Sakhis, there are Nitya Sakhis, there are Krishna Snehadika Sakhis, there are Radha Snehadika Sakhis. Like that there are different type of Sakhis also. But you will find where have all the Sakhis come from. Some of them are Nitya Siddha Sakhis who descended to this world. They came as Gopakanyas. Gopakanya means they were born as daughters of Vrajavasis in Vrindavan. And they were completely pure-hearted because they were Nitya Siddhas. Their devotion to Krishna was completely pristine and pure, unadulterated. And then there were Devakanyas. They came from the heavenly planets. They were daughters of, they were all from the heaven, but they had devotion to Krishna also. So then they also took birth in Vrindavan. So they are Devakanya gopis. Then there were two other categories called Sadhana Siddha gopis. Sadhana Siddha means many, many lifetimes they have performed severe penances. In that there are two categories, Shrutichari and Rishichari gopis. Shrutichari gopis are the personified Vedas, becoming gopis. Then Rishichari gopis, you all might have heard about it before. When Lord Ramachandra went to Dandakaranya forest, there were some rishis who saw how Mother Sita is serving Ram. They became greatly attracted by that. They developed a bhav in their heart that I also want to serve Ram like the way Sita serves Ram. So then they came as gopis in Krishna's Leela. So they are Rishichari gopis. Then there is another category of Sadhana Siddha gopis who were not allowed to go to join the rasa dance when Krishna played on his flute. So those gopis, they closed their eyes and they meditated on the form of the Lord continuously for a prolonged period of time. And in the Bhagavatam it is said, because of their intense meditation on Krishna, they became completely purified. So the Nitya Siddha gopis associated with, the Sadhana Siddha gopis associated with Nitya Siddha gopis in Vrindavan, and they all became more and more purified. So when I read that verse, I was so amazed that, this is 29th chapter, text number 9, 10, 29, 9. You can read it as a homework. 10, 29, 9. So this purport is so amazing. This purport talks about unless the gopis were completely free from contamination, they were not given entry into rasa dance. Only then they were given entry. Which means even all of us sitting here, we all have two components in our body. One is a material component, one is spiritual component. The spiritual component says, I simply want to serve my guru. I simply want to serve Vaishnavas. I am Trinadapi, Shunichana, Tararupi, Sahishnana. I am Gopi Bharturpada Kamalivar, Dasa Dasana Das. Krishna, let me go back to Godhead. Let me not offend anyone. Let me not commit any sins. This is spiritual side. And the material side, of our personality says, take a spiritual life also is there. But let me also know what material world is all about. Thoda isko bhi dekh lete hain, That desire is there. It says that don't become so serious in spiritual life. This also we need a little bit that also. So the material side of our personality means enjoying mentality, which actually is a contaminating side of our personality. It's a downward vector. And serving Krishna with love and devotion is upward vector. So if the upward vector becomes more and more and more, then gradually param drishtva nivartate. We can give up the lower nature. And otherwise we all feel a tug of war, you can see that. So Krishna, when he played on his flute, he only allowed those gopis for whom only upward vector existed. Downward vector equal to zero. That was finished. There was no material component at all in them. They only were allowed. That's what this purport explains very beautifully. So we have to know, dancing with Krishna is not such an easy thing. Because they not only danced with Krishna, they made Krishna also dance. Can we make Krishna dance? Is it an easy thing? If you want to make Krishna dance according to your tune, then first you have to dance according to Krishna's tune. Correct, no? Like, you will find, Arjuna said, Karishye Vachanam Tava. He handed over the ropes of his horses to Krishna and said, Krishna, I surrender to you. And that is how Krishna became his charioteer, you will see. You will see, Krishna agreed to be bound by Yashoda. Why? Because Yashoda did parishramam. She expressed her love so much, Krishna agreed to be bound by her. So, In this way, in our life also, to bind Krishna or to make Krishna dance according to our tune is a very advanced stage. First, we have to align with Krishna's wish. And the gopis have done that in millions of lifetimes. Now they have come to a paripakva stage, like a ripe mango. And their love has become so ripe that now they don't have to do any more homework. Now they can dance with Krishna now. Krishna is playing on the flute. And just see their consciousness. When Krishna goes to the forest, the gopis are all coming together. And the gopis are feeling, why only the coward boys and calves and cows should go to the jungle? Why not we? And then they are telling to each other, we feel like running into the jungle, hiding behind the bushes and seeing how Krishna is dancing and singing with his friends. We will move the leaves aside and we will also watch. See these covered boys, how fortunate they are. Why can't we have the good fortune? Because we have so many social restrictions. We cannot go and take part in Krishna's leela in the jungle. But then they understood, although we have a desire, we will not be allowed to go. So they all stay at home only. And then remaining back, they are all dreaming about Krishna going to the jungle. And they are remembering and talking amongst themselves. One gopi is telling, hey, my dear gopi, just see how fortunate is this flute. Although this flute is simply like a dead piece, bamboo, dry bamboo is a dead piece, isn't it? It is lying in one corner. But because he is touched by Krishna, he has got life now. Pran has come in his body. So anyone who is touched by Krishna becomes lively. In Bhagavatam it is said there are millions of people walking on the surface of the globe. They are all called as living dead. Living dead means one who is not Krishna conscious is called living dead. But the moment one gets in touch with Krishna, the whole life changes completely. Our consciousness changes, our outlook to life changes completely. So they said the flute has got life when Krishna plays. They also said, oh flute, you have so many holes in you, so you have many deficiencies in you. But although you have deficiencies, when Krishna plays on you, he fills up all your deficiencies. Similarly, all of us jivas in our life also, we have so many deficiencies and defects in us. You know, in this world, if you have to join a company, there is an interview panel, and there are competitive tests which you have to pass. No one can join a company very easily. They put so many conditions for you. Whereas Krishna has no condition. He can accept all of us with even all our deficiencies also. Like that they said. In fact, if you agree to serve Krishna, he will compensate for our deficiencies by playing on the flute. So, in this way, they were telling, oh flute, you are so fortunate. When Krishna plays on you, you know, you are able to madden all the three worlds. The Anantashesh becomes dizzy. And the Gandharva start dancing. And Bali Maharaj comes out of Sutraloka wondering, where is this sweet sound coming from? And all the yogis and jnanis sitting in rapt meditation, that meditation is broken. They all are wondering also. In this way, when the flute is played, the deers are coming close, the peacocks are dancing. Even the clouds far away come closer. So in this way, you see, my dear flute, you have developed the ability to madden all the three worlds because you have become an instrument in Krishna's hands. Like this. So I always had one question when I read Bhagavatam. You all know this pastime. When Krishna in Okalbandh and Leela went between two trees, you know, which are those two trees? Tamil Arjuna trees. Who are they? Yeah, sons of Kuvera, no? Nalakur Manigri. So when he went between the two trees, you know what was my question? When Krishna went between the two trees, if he pulled the Okal, what should ideally happen? Okal should remain on one side and Krishna along with the rope like a tail, he will be on the other side. Correct, no? That if any of us try, what do you think? That's what will happen, correct, no? Isn't it? So my question was, how could the Okal break the two trees and fall down? Because I was a mechanical engineer, no? I was... So this question I had, nobody could answer this question. They said, you should not ask such questions, you know. So recently I got an explanation from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in one of his commentaries. You want to know, how many of you want to know the answer? So he, you know what he says, Krishna empowered the rope to break down the two trees. That's what he says. So because Krishna gave Shakti to the rope did not break. Rather it broke the two trees. Similarly, Krishna empowered the flute to madden all the three worlds. Like that they are saying. So similarly, we also can become empowered. instruments in Krishna's hands. So in this way, the gopis are meditating on Krishna's flute when he goes to the jungle. Their hearts are so pure, remembering about Krishna. And in this way, one of the points mentioned in the Bhagavatam is the gopis were completely unselfish. And their absorption in Krishna was so much that they did not think about themselves at all. They forgot about their bodies. Generally in this world, people go to God, they don't know which God is standing on the altar. They don't even know. Many times you have to ask, what is the God inside? They don't know. But they are so much surrounded by I, me, mine bubble around them. You know, somebody says, you know, oh God, it's very nice that, you know, बेटे का शादी हो गया, बेटे का नौकरी लग गया, हमारे धंधा भी अच्छा चल रहा है, यू नो, माय बिजनेस इज गोइंग नाइसली, माय डॉटर इज मैरिड, माय सन गॉट अ जॉब, वेरी नाइस, आई हैव जस्ट कम टू रिपोर्ट यू सो दैट नेक्स्ट ईयर माय प्रॉफिट विल बी डबल. यू नो, दे आर सो मच आई सेंटर्ड, दे डोंट नो एनीथिंग अबाउट द पर्सन ऑन द आल्टर, यू सी. वेयर एज द गोपीज थॉट ऑफ कृष्णा, दे बिकेम कृष्ण माया. So much like a sponge absorbed in water, they were so much absorbed in Krishna. Because of such a fond remembrance of Krishna, they forgot about themselves. This is the ideal platform in which devotional service should be done. This is the highest platform. In fact, Radharani is the supreme amongst all the gopis. All the jivas have bhav, but Radharani has mahabhav. Mahabhava swarupini, Radha Takurani, it is said. She has mahabhav. And no one, see, Radharani's color of her body is golden. You know why? Because there is a reason for that. See, we say prem, deeper than prem is pranaya. Then there is sneh, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, and madanokya mahabhav, it is said. So it's the seventh degree of love. In English you have to say love. You cannot get any suitable word in English. But in Sanskrit, there are many words said like this. So the seventh platform of love is called Madanokya Mahabhav. Anybody who has that love, their body will be golden in color. So, which means, for example, if somebody is angry inside, the eyes become bloodshot outside. Correct, no? Similarly, if one has Madanokya Mahabhav inside, their body becomes golden outside. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has a golden complexion like that. So, in this way, the gopis have great love and Radharani is the supreme amongst them. Go to the next one. Actually, we have to go a little bit ahead also. Yeah. You know this past time, no? Lord Shiva was meditating and Kamadev came to attack him and Shiva opened his third eye. You know, when Shiva opens the third eye, in the Pralayakal, he opens the third eye, Kalagindi Rudra. When he opens his eye, he burns down all the planets, isn't it? Similarly, that fellow got burned down now, that Kamadev. But the same Shiva, when Mohini Murti, through Yoga Maya, the Lord attracted him. Even such a Shiva, undisturbed Shiva, was attracted. Yes. Go ahead. The same Kamadev came to Dwaraka to attract Krishna because he thought, I will have a good business in Dwaraka because so many beautiful queens have come here. And all these queens, it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, they had eyes like lotus petals and their body was like a lightning. If Krishna is like a cloud, they were like lightning. All the Dwaraka queens and their form was free from any blemish. It was spotless beauty. And they wore beautiful ornaments and saris and everything. So with their feminine bashful smiles, they were casting sidelong glances upon Krishna to charm him because they were also attracted by Krishna's Ajanu Bahu form, very beautiful form. But the most amazing thing, it is said, although they were trying to control Krishna, sometimes the Dwaraka queens were thinking, you know, why Krishna is staying only with me? There are so many other queens he is not going at all. So some of the queens were laughing to themselves, thinking that, you know, Krishna is the henpecked husband. He is attached only to me. Little did they know that Krishna has expanded himself. Not only Krishna expanded himself to the 16,108 forms of queens, but Krishna also expanded according to their shape and size and form also. When he, for example, if some queen was shorter, he was also short. If some queen was very tall, he was also tall. Otherwise, imagine Krishna expands in the same way, you know. Otherwise, some Krishnas will be short and wife will be very tall, isn't it? Not only that, Krishna's It's mentioned in Krishna book, you will read. Prabhupada says all the Krishna expansions looked slightly different from each other in order to suit their wives' face cut also. Sometimes you see husband wife, you feel they're made for each other, you feel, isn't it? Like that Krishna and his queens were there like that. And other queens were unaware completely. And Krishna was with each of these queens like that. So Krishna behaved like an ideal husband, but there is a verse which says very clearly, Uddama bhava pishuna malaval guhasa vridavaloka nihato madano piyasam sammuhya chapamajahat pramadottamasta yasyendriyam vimatitum kuhakairnashekuhu. See, pramada means a woman who has a maddening beauty. Pramadottara means one who is extremely beautiful. Pramadottamastha means superlative. There is no beauty beyond that. Anybody sees them, they will faint. Just like when Rukmini comes out, you know, from the Ambika temple, you know, when she moves her hair and moves her sari to just see whether Krishna is around somewhere, he said he will come and take me. At that time, many of the kings with their big, big mustaches on the back of elephants and chariot, they fell down. Nipetutu bhuvi, it is said. Top, 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 like that they all fell down. Seeing the beauty. And that is only one queen from Dwaraka. Who is it? Rukmini. Like that, every one of the queens. But you never hear Krishna falling down. It is said, yasya indriyam vimatitum kuhakair na shekuhu. Yasya indriyam, that large indriyas were never agitated by seeing the beauty of the queens. But he was only attracted to them for their seva bhav. Seva bhav attracts Krishna. Even Kubja with her hunchbacked form also could attract Krishna with seva bhav. Shabari also could attract Krishna. You see, in Vrindavan they sing one song. This song is, the most amazing thing with this song is all are women in this song. You know, in the song they say, Kon kahte hain bhagavan kate nahi, ber shabari ke jaise kilate nahi. So in this way he's talking about ber shabari, he's talking about Yashoda, how Yashoda puts him to sleep. They're talking about Draupadi, how she helplessly called Krishna. And then how the gopis of Vrindavan made him dance. Why it is said, each of them with devotion in their hearts could charm the heart of Krishna. Which means what attracts Krishna is bhav, is a bhavagrahi. He's not a kamagrahi. He's a bhavagrahi. He never becomes lusty. He is only attracted to sevabharti. And Radharani is a personification of service attitude. Rasalasya gita narmasat kalali pandita prema ramya rupa vesha sad gunali mandita. That is going to come eventually. Go ahead. Yes. Go to the next one. Yeah. Now I already told you about the gopis platform. Go ahead. This is a very special verse from Bhagavatam. We all can recite it. Vikreditam vrajavadu viridam cha vishnoho shraddhanvita anushrunuyat atavarnayedya bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam hridrogamashvapahinoti achirena dhiraha. The meaning of this verse is vikreditam, the playful pastimes Krishna performs with the gopis, vrajavadus. And the word Vishnu is used. Have you ever seen Vishnu dancing with gopis? Then why the word Vishnu is used here? To teach us that Krishna is not an ordinary boy who is doing some dandiyaras or something. He is Vishnu himself. Understand who is this person. Vikreditam vrajavadu viridam cha vishnoho shraddhanvita. With great transcendental faith we should hear these pastimes. Anushrunuyat in parampara. Anu means in parampara. Ata varani yadya. If any Vaishnava explains these pastimes with faith, and if it is heard with faith, you know what will happen? Hrid rogam ashu apahinoti. Your heart disease will be finished, he says. This heart disease is not some blood pressure or something. What is this heart disease? Lust. Lust is the heart disease. Hrid rogam ashu apahinoti. And such a person will become dhiraha achirena. Very quickly that person becomes dhiraha, means what? He can very easily respect all women as mothers, except one's wife. He can become a Dhira Purusha. He will not be agitated by seeing the beauty of opposite sex, by hearing these leelas, it is said. So that is the blessing given for those who hear these leelas in Guru Parampara properly. Go ahead. So, as you saw here, Radha and Krishna are one. Radha Krishna yekatanu dui dehadari anyonya vilasakare aswadana kari, like that Kaviraj Goswami says. Go to the next one. I'll put that verse, one more. You'll recite that. Radha Krishna yekatma dui dehadari anyonya vilase rasa aswadana kari. See, Radha and Krishna are one and the same. They are Shaktiman and Shakti, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus, they enjoy each other tasting the mellows of love. See, Ekatma means, in one verse, Kaviraj Goswami says, Radharani resembles Krishna, he says. And they have a resemblance also to each other. And they are one, but divided into two, just like the sun and the sunshine. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Atapa Rakita Surya Nahinjani Radha Virahita Krishna Nahimani is saying, sun without sunshine I have never seen, and Krishna without Radharani I do not accept, like that he says. So Radha and Krishna are always together, like the musk and the smell of the musk, or the sun and the sunshine. They are eternally Shakti and Shaktiman. Shakti, Shakti Matayor, Abedaha, it is said. So Krishna's Ananda has taken the form of Radharani, bliss. One more verse we will recite. Govindanandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva Sarva, Kanta Shiromani. So in this way, Kaviraj Goswami says that Srimati Radharani, she is Govinda Anandini. Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda, and she is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda and the crest jewel of all his consorts. And in this way, from Padma Puran, he takes one verse, Devi Lakshmi Mayi Prokta Radhika Para Devata, like that, and he elaborately explains about Radharani's supreme position as the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. Because it is appearance of Radharani, we should definitely say one or two words about her appearance, how she appears in this world. In fact, Radharani, it is said in that Vishvavandya Yavvatapi Vanditapi Yarama, it says Rupanavya Yavvanadi Sampadana Yatsama. It said that in this world the most beautiful ladies are Sachi, wife of Indra, and Gauri, wife of Shiva, and Saraswati, wife of Brahma. But they all go to offer namaskar to Rama, who is Lakshmi. And that Lakshmi is insignificant in comparison to Srimati Radharani in terms of beauty, in feminine opulences, and all her qualities. Like that it is said. Because Radharani is the original Lakshmi, from whom all the other Lakshmis come, the Dwaraka queens come, the Vrajagopis come, and everybody else, they come. She's the original. And also, Srimati Radharani's body is decorated with Ashta Sattvika Vikar when she remembers Krishna. When Radharani faints in the kunjas of Vraj, the other gopis, they chant Lord Hari's name, and immediately they see the Ashta Sattvika Vikar coming in Radharani's body, like the tears in her eyes, the hair standing on end, and the body trembling. She's a Prabhupada says we should see Radharani as the great emblem of Mahabhagavata. So, in case we are bewildered about Radharani, we should see our own spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas in the line who exhibit similar qualities following in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani and her associates. Her main ornament is her devotion and devotional service to Krishna. So, in this way, Radha and Krishna perform many pastimes in the land of Raja, beginning with, we have to say a word about Radharani's appearance, how she appears in Barsana Dham, Raval Dham. So, there are two explanations given. One is in the Padma Purana, which Prabhupada quotes, that the many of the rishis and munis, they told Suchandra and Kalavati, they become Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. So they said you have to perform a yajna, and in the beginning of the yajna you have to plow the field. So when he went to plow the field, he found a golden lotus in which he found a beautiful golden baby. This is one explanation given in Padma Purana. But elsewhere there is another explanation that once Vindhya mountains became envious of Himalayan mountains, because the presiding deity of the Himalaya, he got Parvati as the daughter, and Parvati got married to Lord Shiva. So the Vindhya mountains said, such a wonderful son-in-law like Shiva he got, so I also want a very great son-in-law like him, greater than Shiva also, he said. Then he did a big penance to Brahma. Then Brahma came and said, yes, you can have a son-in-law, but for having son-in-law you have to have a daughter first. How can I have son-in-law? So he said, okay, you will get a very great daughter. So the personified Vindhya mountains, they got, he got a daughter, Srimati Radharani. But then what happened? One time, at that time, this Putana, as a Kechari, was flying in the Akashmar, killing all the different children. So she picked up this child also. But then the parents prayed to the sages for the protection of the child. And the sages said that if this Kechari takes the child, then she will instantly die. So out of fear, she dropped the child. Then the child came and fell in a 1,000-petaled golden lotus. So in this way, you will find that is another explanation given elsewhere. But in either case, she is born in a golden lotus with a golden complexion. The only thing was, the father and mother were very worried that the child is not opening the eyes. She appears to be deaf and dumb. They brought the child home. At that time, Narada Muni was going all around Braja. He came to know that Krishna has appeared. So he went to the home of Nanda Baba and saw the beautiful Krishna. And Krishna, although he was a small child, he was smiling and glancing upon everybody because he is the Lord himself. So when Narada came, Narada prayed to Krishna. And then he thought, because the Lord has appeared, Lakshmi also must have appeared somewhere. So he went all around searching, home to home to home. At last he came to the home of Rishabhanu, who brought Sridhama first, and Narada blessed him. And then he also said, I have one more daughter, but you are very worried that, she doesn't even open the eyes. Please bless her. So when Narada saw her, he took her to another room where he placed her in the center, and he circumambulated her, offered obeisances to her. And with tears in his eyes, he glorified her. You are Gokuleshwari, you are Gladini Shakti, you are the Swarup Shakti. Without you, no jiva can get entry into spiritual world. Without your mercy, without your blessings, and so many things. And then glorifying like this, and then at last he asked, if it pleases you, can I see your Kaishori form in the 14 years of age form? So when she showed that beautiful form of Radharani along with her sakis, Narada fainted unconscious on the spot. So this pastime happens at the home of Rishabhanu. Later on, Radharani opens the eyes for the first time when Krishna comes along with Nanda Baba and Yashoda. As soon as Krishna, like you saw that place you are seeing in the cradle, when Krishna's beautiful face, when Krishna showed in the cradle, that is the first time she opened the eyes. Which means actually Radharani wouldn't want to see anything in this world other than Krishna's face. So her focus was only Krishna. She was Krishnamayi. That's what is revealed. So in this way, as Radharani grows up, Radha and Krishna and the gopis, they have innumerable pastimes in Vrindavan. And one should hear these pastimes in Guru Parampara to gain a proper understanding. And there is a lot of transcendental humor in these pastimes. But at the same time, these pastimes should not be just entertaining to the mind, but they should actually touch our heart and wake up the sleeping soul. You see, Radharani, Krishna is a genius, but Radharani is a super genius. So because of this, when they both come together, there are many wonderful pastimes. One time, Krishna comes and taps the door. And Krishna is telling, hey Radhe, open the door. Radhe is asking, who is at my door? Now Krishna is telling, I am Madhav who has come, open the door. She is asking, Madhav? Madhav means spring season. Has spring season come to my door? He is saying, not the spring season. He says, I am the crusher of the serpents who has come. open the door, he says. She says, generally Garuda crushes the serpents. Has Garuda come to my door? He's saying, no, I'm not Garuda. I am the wielder of the disc. Who has come? Open the door. He says, because Lord Vishnu has a wheel in the hand. She says, generally the potters are the one who use the wheel. Has a potter come to my door? So she's very, that's why I told you, she's a super genius. And then at last he says, I am the master of Garuda, who has come open the door. So in this way, Radha and Krishna have many times, they crack jokes at each other. But this is the original romance, the spiritual romance in the spiritual sky. And in this romance, sometimes devotees come and make it even more romantic, more wonderful. One time Narada was seen to be served by Radharani. Radharani was, you know, feeding him prasad and everything. And Krishna said, hey Radha, how this Narada came here? And Radharani said, yes, he had come here and I was serving him prasad. And then Krishna took Radha to the side and said, be careful with this fellow. He is very famous for creating kalaham, creating some trouble. And Radharani said, you see, he is a saintly person. By serving him, I will get immense benefit. And then Krishna said, yes, yes, you can do, but be cautious, he said. So another day, Narada was playing on the veena so sweetly. And hearing that, Krishna was mesmerized. And Krishna said, hey Narada, tell me what benediction you want, I'll give you immediately. Narada said, thank you for your benediction, but not now. I will ask you another time. See, this another time business is a very dangerous business. In Ramayana also you hear, no? Kaikeyi asked for the boon later. So whenever somebody tells you another time, don't allow them. Immediately give the, you know. So, and another time Narada came. When Narada came, then he saw they were all preparing jula, you know. Very nice jula, decorating with flowers. Jula Niyatra was supposed to happen. Very nice flower garlands and everything. All the gopis were all busy. Narada came and asked, what's happening here? They said, you know, Radha and Krishna are going to have a Jula Niyatra now. We are all going to sing and dance and we are going to celebrate. And then Narada went to Krishna and said, my dear Lord, such a beautiful jula. It will be nice if you and Dalita can sit together and, you know, swing. You know, this is the benediction I want to get from you, which I told you before. And Krishna said, yes, if that is your desire, I can fulfill it. Then Krishna went and sat in jula and said, hey, Lalite, come. You said it's Narada wants to see us. Because ultimately, we should know, Krishna and Gopi's relationship is like, you know what? When a child is looking at its own mirror reflection on a floor, mirror-like floor, how the child will see. Similarly, Krishna and the Gopis are like that. They are his own parts and parcels. Krishna has not even a tinge of karma. They are all his own parts only. Unlike the material world where nobody is our part. You know, every part and parcel is Krishna's part only. So, when Krishna called Lalita to sit with him, she refused and she said, no, we have decorated it so nicely, only Radha should sit. But sometimes Radharani also used to put Lalita, Vishakha and others to sit also. But Krishna said, no, 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 you sit till she comes, you can swing with me. Narada wants to see. So, when Lalita sat and all of them did kirtan and Krishna was singing very happily. In the meantime, Narada was absconding. And he went to Radharani. And Radharani was decorating herself very beautifully, getting ready. And Narada asked, hey Radha, you are decorating yourself, where are you going? She said, oh, I am going to that garden. There is going to be a jewel now. He said, all your decorating is useless, he said. Why? Krishna is already, you know, in the Lalita Kundi, he is singing with Lalita already. And when Radharani heard it, her face was blushing. She said, really? He said, if you don't believe, come with me, I'll show you. So he took her there. And then from a distance when he showed, when Radharani saw, she was shocked. Krishna doesn't need me at all. See, this type of emotions are there with the women even today. Woman means love and attention. These two things are very important for the husbands. Because if some woman will never want to feel unwanted. So when Radharani saw, oh, Krishna doesn't need me. Kirtan is going on and swinging is going on and I am not needed here. And Radharani broke to tears, you know. She burst into tears and she went back. And Krishna thought, long time has passed, she has not come, what happened? Then Krishna personally went and she saw Radharani weeping. Hey Radhe, what happened? Suddenly, I know everything. You are happy with all others, you know, you don't need me and all. She said, who told you I don't need you? Oh, Narada has told me everything. She said, he told you, that is why I told you before. And Krishna said, without you, Radhe, I am Atma Ram, but my Atma is you only. You are my Atma. Without you, I have no happiness. You are personification of Ananda, happiness. So Krishna wiped her tears and took her, and all the gopis also then sang, danced. So in this way, sometimes Radharani becomes angry also. It's called man. Man means that anger also is to please Krishna only. One time, due to some reason, Radharani became angry and refused to meet Krishna. You know, she said, "I will not meet you." It used to happen many times for different reasons. Like sometimes Krishna would say that, you know, "Can you please teach me Sarigama Padanesa?" And you know, with the harmonium, say Radharani is going to teach him. So she would sing in one swara, and he will go in some other direction. He cannot sing properly, so Radharani will get upset. Later on, she understood he is simply doing a drama. He simply wants to hear her sing. So she would become angry. So in one such instance, when Radharani became angry, she was very angry. She was not willing to entertain Krishna at all. Then Krishna was in Yamuna bank all alone, crying and rolling on the ground. Purnamasi came and saw and asked, "Hey Krishna, what happened?" He told the whole story. Then she took him to Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi said, "See, when Radharani's anger is at its height, the moment she sees you, she will not entertain you. So she said, you cannot have curly locks of hair, you have to shave up. And you cannot have these beautiful dresses, pitambar and all. You have to wear the dress of a sannyasi. You cannot have the flute, you have to give up the flute and carry a danda." She said, "And don't stand in this threefold bending form. The moment she sees threefold bending form, she will know it is you. So you have to stand erect." And then she said, "You have to remove this sham varna and have a swarna varna, golden hue. Then only she will not know who you are. You have to go like a beggar. And here is a begging bowl. Take it. You go. And then you sing a song and eventually you will get Radharani's company." Like that she said. And then Krishna went to the begging bowl and he was singing his own song in Raja within the hearing of the other gopis. So he was singing, "I am Sri Krishna, enchanted by Radha, having become a beggar, begging for her love." Like that he was singing. "I am Sri Krishna, enchanted by Radha, having become a beggar, begging for her love." So when the other gopis heard it, but while saying "I am," he told very softly, "I am Sri Krishna." And all the gopis heard, "Sri Krishna, enchanted by Radha, having become a beggar, begging for her mercy." Hey, this fellow knows about Radha and Krishna. They ran to Radharani and said, because in the meantime, what had happened, you know, although Radharani drove away Krishna, after Krishna went away, she started crying. "Why did I drive away Krishna? How nice." She actually wanted Krishna to beg little more and then be with her. But that fellow didn't sufficiently beg. He went away. You know? So now Radharani was crying and the gopis are already searching for Krishna. They couldn't find. And then they saw this fellow with the begging bowl. He was singing like this. They said, "Hey, come here. You are saying Krishna is somewhere and he is begging for Radha's mercy. Where is he?" Maybe they thought he may have some information. So they brought him to Radharani. And then they asked him, can you see Radharani's hand and say, like palmistry, you know, can you say whether she will get Krishna or not? So Radharani, of course, she covered her face with a veil and she only showed her hand. And he saw, "I know half the truth till now. For the rest half of the truth, I have to see her face also." And the gopis told Radharani. She said, "Anyway, he is only a beggar only, no problem." So she took her veil. As soon as she saw Radharani, next moment, that beggar turned into Shyamsundar. Shyamsundar Bhagwan ki? Yes! So Radharani laughed and laughed and laughed and gopis laughed. "Look at this rascal." So in this way, Krishna comes. He does various leelas. See, Krishna is called as the emperor of sweetness. But to enjoy his sweetness, we have to become free from lust. Then only we can enjoy that sweetness. His Holiness Navagindra Maharaj used to say, "Agar Ram chahiye to kaam ko chodna padega." He used to say like that. Because kaam and Ram, they don't go together, he used to say. The real sweetness of these pastimes will be revealed in our heart when we become completely free from lusty propensities. Lust means what? Atmendriya priti vancha tare balikam, Krishnendriya priti icha dhare premana. Prem means we want to engage all our senses in Krishna service. Kam means we want to enjoy our senses, ourselves. So kam is very selfish. Prem is very selfless and pure. So in this way, Radha and Krishna, they perform innumerable pastimes. In the land of Raja, I am running out of my time. I'll quickly go through. So morning, Prabhuji sang this song. Can I sing this song now? We have time, 5 minutes. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Radhe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Next one. Damodara Rati Vardhana Veshe Hari Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Vipineshe Vrishabhanudade Navashashileke Lalita Saki Gana Ramita Vishakhe Rishavano Dadi Leke Lalita Saki Gana Ramita Vishakhe Karuna Kurumayi Karuna Bharite Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite Karuna Kurumayi Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya In this way, Srimati Radharani decorates herself with all the 64 kalas. Rasalasya Gita Narma Satkalali Pandita Prema Ramya Rupa Vesha Sadgunali Mandita Vishwa Vandya Yavata Vivantita Piyarama. Go ahead further. Yeah. I will finish with that one slide. Yeah, only. You show that one slide. Yeah. Show that Rasalasi. Next one. Yeah. See, it says, Srimati Radharani is expert in rasa dance. She is expert in singing. She is expert in joking. And all the 64 kalas originate from her. Even these kalas come to the heavenly planets and to this earth also, gradually. But they actually originate from Srimati Radharani only. So she is the best singer. She is the best dancer. She is the best cook. She is the one who knows to dress herself best. She is the best mimicry performer. She is the best rangoli drawer. And all the kalas come from her originally. And she does all these things for Krishna's pleasure. Vishwanavya Gopayoshit. There is no one in this world. You see, in this beautiful picture, you will see, even Shiva and Parvati are going in the top in an aeroplane, showering flowers. Brahma and Saraswati are going in the top, showering flowers. Indra and Sachi are traveling in the road because they are all thinking if we cannot participate, at least we will shower flowers. You know, We can watch it. So this dance is not an ordinary dance. It's a divine dance. It's an eternal dance and a divine dance. And Srimati Radharani is the chief amongst all the gopis. And most adored by gopis. And Jayadev Goswami, when he was writing Gita Govindam, when he was writing at that time, he got one revelation which he was afraid to write down. He became very thoughtful. He put his pen down and went out to take bath. In the meantime, Krishna, in the form of Jayadev Goswami, he assumed his form and came home. And the wife thought husband has come back. But then he came and took the pen and he completed it. Dehi pada pallava mudaram. That he wrote. Mama shirasi mandanam. Mama gharala kandanam. Mama shirasi mandanam. Dehi pada pallava mudaram. These lines were written by Krishna. In Jayadev Goswami's writing notebook. He wrote this. And then when Jayadev Goswami came back, his wife said, you know, just now you came and you ate at home. You are hungry. And then he understood that when I had gone out, Krishna had assumed my form and came and completed the verse. Then he looked at the verse, Krishna's handwriting. He cried tears. He told his wife that you are more fortunate than me to see Krishna. He has personally come and written this. So the meaning of this verse is, O Srimati Radharani, your devotion for me, your selfless devotion and the services you perform with your pure devotion, without aspiring anything in return, that kind of unmotivated devotion has so deeply touched my heart. I have nothing to offer you in return. No, jnanis want moksha, yogis want siddhis, karmis want heavenly planets. But what can I give you? I give myself to you. And Krishna falls at the feet of Srimati Radharani. Dehi pada pallava mudaram. So offer the shelter of your magnanimous feet. Like that he says. So this was the sight which came as a vision to Jayadev Goswami. He could not write it down. He was hesitant to write it down because it is very confidential. And he thought, how will people understand it? But then Krishna himself came and completed the verse for the pleasure of Jayadev Goswami. So today is the auspicious appearance of that Srimati Radharani in this world. And today Radharani is in a very happy mood. And she will bless all of us that we become free from all our contaminations in our heart. And we become attentive in our sadhana. And we become focused on cleansing our heart. And surrendering to Srimati Radharani through her gopis. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudas in Guru Parampara. So if you are very carefully performing our sadhana, if you are very carefully associating with Vaishnavas, and we are enthusiastic to perform seva. Some people get into these pastimes so much that they don't do any seva at all. They simply want to read and go to Vrindavan and roam there. Prabhupada condemned that behavior. Prabhupada said, by faithfully following the order of the spiritual master, one will attain the spiritual world very easily. Not by whimsically, you know, studying these pastimes and imagining oneself to have become a resident of Goloka. So we should not jump like a monkey, Prabhupada said. Rather, we should go through the Guru Parampara and take shelter. So taking shelter of Srimati Radharani includes all these things. Doing our sadhana diligently, associating with Vaishnavas cautiously, and rendering services enthusiastically. And also praying to Radharani for protection, as even Srila Prabhupada prayed. So that we keep our heart pure for the divine couple, Srishti Radha and Gopinath, to come and sit in our heart so that we can go on serving them eternally. Srimati Radharani ki, Radhashtami Mahamohatsav ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srishti Gaur Nitaya ki. Thank you very much. Actually, although I was quoting many, many verses, this is the most important thing. Only one verse I will quote and I will conclude. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Kori Mane Sejai Vrajendra Sutta Pas Shri Gauda Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jane Chintamani Tara Hoi Vraja Bhume Vas Gaura Premara Sarna Ve Seta Ranga Jeba Dube Sera Dama Dava Antaranga Grihewa Vane Te Thake Ha Gauranga Bole Dake Narottama mage tara sanga. If one says, let me dive into the waves of nectar and ocean of the transcendental loving movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that person immediately becomes one of the confidential devotees of Radha and Krishna. It doesn't matter whether he is a householder or vanaprastha or a sannyasi. If he chants, Oh Gauranga! And becomes a devotee of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then Narottamadas Thakur begs to have his association. So the easiest way to understand Radha and Krishna is to understand through the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki? See, they have given the announcement here that the number of bogas offered for the pressure of Srimati Radharani, Radha Gopina today is 1611 by devotees. So many devotees have been cooking this boga and decorating the temple.